Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, we got people that have been waiting here for a long time, so let's get them in here. Julian first, he wants to talk about NBA load management. Hey, Julian.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. So, you know, we're talking about the way these players are. Injuries, stuff like that, toughness. Kobe once said, and I'm paraphrasing, they asked him, why is it that he always plays? And he said, because I never know when that somebody saved up to see me, and that's their opportunity to see me. I just don't feel like that reflects the attitude of the league now. I feel like now it's, oh, well, I got to take care of myself. I just can't get an injury. I make $175 million a year. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, bang, bang, Niner game.
Yeah, but was actually originally Joe DiMaggio. Joe DiMaggio said, I play hard every night because I don't know that there might be a kid in the stands that sees me playing for the first time. And I want to play my hardest for that kid.
Say there, Tommy. What'd you make it out to the game today to watch the Yankees for?
Well, see, I've got Joe DiMaggio's baseball card and his glove. And I wear my wool cap out to the game so I can watch Joe DiMaggio, what they call Joe D.
So you're here to see Joe D, are you?
Yeah, I want to see him. He's a very talented ball player. And I like the fact that somehow he pulled together some very beautiful-looking broads.
All right there, Tommy. Hey, Tommy, who'd you come here to see?
I came here to see the Babe Ruth. I'm hoping he knocks a dinger out of the park.
Yeah, we're all hoping he does that, Tommy. Say, what are you smoking these days?
I'm smoking Pall Malls. They're the very best cigarettes for young children to be able to work in the textile factories longer and also help you blow off steam when you're 8 years old in the button factory.
Yeah, that's right, Tommy. Say, how much money did you save?
I saved up a plum nickel, and I got in here into the very seats underneath the seats out here in the...
What's it called? What was their old field?
Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, but no. Polo Grounds.
The Polo.
I'm out here.
That wasn't them, but okay.
Who's Polo Grounds?
Polo Grounds was the Giants.
I remember when I was at the Polo Grounds, and there was no polo
or
being played.
Pittsburgh or somewhere.
Yeah, I remember I was at Ebbets Field. What a magical time to be alive. I had saved up 3 cents from when I was selling papers and shining shoes for a month.
Wow, that's a lot of money there.
Yeah, and I bought some bubble gum and some snuff.
As soon as you mention Joe DiMaggio, you go into 1920s radio kid.
I just like that kid. I just like that kid.
Well, you saved up a lot of money. It looks like you and your pals are here.
Yeah, we call ourselves the Animals. We're a little gang that hangs out on the stoop and plays stickball. My favorite player is Tinkers. Evers to Tinkers to Chance. That was my dad's player, Tinkers, back when gloves used to have three fingers in them, like Mordecai Brown.
All right there, Tommy. You're quite the baseball fan. Get back to shining shoes and the textile factory, all right?
All right, we got to get these guys.
You just never know. You never know.
What the hell?
Which kids are there?
I can't mention Joe DiMaggio anymore.
No, you honestly can't.
You can't. But to your point, Julian, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
All right. Devin wants to talk about the Rockets. Hey, Devin.
Hey, so I'll just get right to the point. Rockets and Texans rebuild. What rebuild do you guys feel more optimistic about now? I think it's an interesting thing to discuss because last June when they got Jabari Smith, you would have said rock easily while the Texans were in purgatory. But now the Texans look like they're making moves. They got the right coach and the coaching staff, I guess we feel a lot better about. So my question is it still the Rockets rebuild we feel better about, or has it changed to the Texans' favor? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Percentage-wise, the Rockets have more talent.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take it nearly as much to get in it, to turn an NBA team around.
That's what's more frustrating.
Yeah, is that you got the second overall pick, you got the third overall pick, you've hit on the 15th overall pick, and you still suck. And I mean, everything. It's amazing how bad this team is. It's amazing how bad this team is with some talent on it. You would think that you can't put this all on Steven Silas, but man, it's terrible.
It shouldn't be.
As far as an influence that a coach has on a basketball team, his is negative. It's unbelievable.
Well, that's a great way to say it. What influence does this coach have? Doesn't feel like there's really any.
Any. None.
And the players have to wear this. Like,
They wouldn't
box close out. They didn't
close out.
Do we still have that? Do you still have that, by any way, that any chance?
You need to keep that.
They don't close out the shooter.
Shooter.
And they're not getting over the pick. Gosh darn it. And they're not. Say, Steven, question here for you from the cheap sheets. Say, it looks like the boys aren't playing ball very hard for you. Why do you think that is? Well, they're not closing out the shooter. And they're not defending well. And they're not, and it makes me mad. Say, doesn't seem like you're throwing trash cans around here. Hey, what's up with the balls that's being played there? Looks like they're not even passing the ball around at all. And the dribbling's not low to the ground like Bob Cousy. Say, do you think you could use a Bob Cousy on this team with a low dribble? Just low, low dribble to the ground. Looks like you could use some old white Celtics on your team. They play basketball the right way with small shorts, low dribbling, and a lot of made baskets with two-hand shots from the top of the key.
And all right hand.
All right hand and all right hand dribbling. Never went left. Never went left.
Cousy didn't need his left
hand. Two-hand set shots from the top of the key. Say, that's a basket for Winky Mickelson. This is an athletic team here. They can shoot with one hand instead of two.
Wait a minute now. We didn't even mention Joe DiMaggio, and you're still doing.
I know. We were just talking Steven Silas.
Silas doesn't want to be.
Here, let me ask him. Can you play my music first? Can you play music over the clip?
Rascals.
All right, good. Here we go.
Say, Steven Silas, I'm here with the press. Can you see this thing that says press in my hat here? I'm with the press. I was wondering, it feels like your team really isn't giving much effort. What do you think of them on the defensive side, Coach?
They're not giving the effort on the defensive end. They're not getting after it like they're supposed to. They're not getting into their man and fighting over and helping each other. They're not doing what they're supposed to do.
Oh, Coach is really upset today. That's going to wrap it from here. WQAZ. As you see, Coach Silas just threw a bit of a temper tantrum on the dais.
Oh, that was just the extent of Coach Silas' temper tantrum. Goodness.
Alexa, turn it off!
Gilbert is madder at Alexa than Coach Silas is at his basketball team.
Who's madder? Coach Silas at the team or Gilbert at Alexa?
Gilbert.
Well, let's hear the two.
Let's see.
All right, let's do a comparison.
They're not.
Let's do an analysis.
Giving the effort.
They're not giving the effort.
They're not boxing
getting
out
into people and over
the top.
They're not giving the effort on the defensive end. They're not getting after it like they're supposed to. They're not getting into their man and fighting over and helping each other. Not doing what they're supposed to do.
Now let's hear Gilbert. Right.
Now Gilbert and Alexa.
Alexa, turn it off. Alexa, turn it off.
Gilbert, by
Gilbert's fire. Gilbert's way better.
Way madder.
Way madder.
He's way madder than Steven Silas.
It's not even close.
And Alexa was only like, not even 20 seconds of misbehaving, and Gilbert would have none of it. this team has played like crap for 3 years. And Steven Silas, they're not doing what they're supposed to.
They're not giving the effort.
Alexa! Alexa!
Alexa! Turn it off!
Shut up, Alexa!
I'm very pissed off anyway. What about when Gilbert was mad anyway?
Yeah, he was mad anyway.
He's always mad. No. Steven Silas is like, I don't know how to do the mad thing. I'm just a nice guy. Well, here, let me write you a quick script.
Yeah. I wish he would. I wish Steven Silas would sometimes say anyway.
The effort.
That we know that he's going to get pissed off.
They're not giving the effort.
All right, let's get Biscuit in here before we take a break. Hey, Biscuit.
Hey, man. Top of the morning, my brother.
Hey, what's up, Biscuit? I knew you'd have so. Man, we're getting a lot of basketball talking here. I'm curious what your thoughts are.
Man, listen here, man. If Silas make it through the All-Star break, that's on management. It's past Silas now. I mean, we killed Cal for, you know, at least Lovey had him playing. I mean, this is past Silas now because he's doing damage now. You look a few months ago. Remember when they asked Eric Gordon, say, "Hey man, do you see anything?" And Eric Gordon looked plain into the camera and said, "No."
Yeah,
that's a shot at Silas.
Right. Yeah.
When they asked Wall about the stuff that was going on, he said, "Yeah, man, it wasn't about the Rockets organization. It was Silas." He said, "Man, this dude letting them get away with stuff that no other coach would." And so if management allows this to happen, if Tillman allows this to keep happening, put this product on the floor, we need to start talking about him. But listen, they got too much talent for this to be happening. And the sum, the parts don't equal the sum. And if this guy can't, just after he went off of the conference I talked about, the very next day, he backed off of it. Well, I mean, sometimes they play hard. And, you know, nah, man, we need to get rid of this dude in a hurry before he starts doing more damage to Jabari and Jalen and Ethan and Sango. Man, they got talent. Got the coach, got to go, man.
Well, apparently you didn't hear how pissed off he was.
The defensive end. They're not getting after it like they're supposed to. They're not getting into their man.
See?
And
you say
over.
He doesn't care.
He sees
helping each other.
All I see is a passionate man.
Not
there.
Doing what they're supposed to do.
He sees it the same way you do.
Yeah.
Biscuit.
He knows. He's seeing it. He said it right there.
He's just not good at yelling at people.
No, he's not.
I guarantee you he sees it and he's not happy.
No.
He goes home not happy. He's not happy about
if
it.
If
but he's just not a screamer and yeller. Listen, if my wife coached the Rockets, trust me, that press conference would be terrible. It's terrible for us sometimes just for leaving, you know, for leaving.
Clothes around the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we hear it. I'm like, what bomb did you just drop? Just grenades. You would know she's pissed off at the press conference. You never, ever. I don't want to hear it, Jalen. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, Jalen.
They're not getting after it.
No. You never close out. So don't even. I don't even. And you shut up, KPJ. I don't want to hear you. This is not part of you. You were the one who tattled before, Eric Gordon. You're the biggest snitch in the house, Eric. So I don't want to hear it from any of you. This whole house, and you too, Lance. I don't play for the Rockets.
I'm Tillman. You can't
yell
at me.
They see it from you, Tillman.
Yeah.
Okay, Rafael? It's you. They see you do it, and so they do it too.
What? I didn't come over here.
All you do is sit back there and watch your shows in the back while these – watch your shows – While these kids have home, I mean, while they're trying to play defense, and you're back in the back watching your shows, and then you go to sleep, Rafael.
wait, Nicole can't coach the Rockets, okay?
I don't want her to, but I'm just telling you.
No,
like she would yell at them.
They might.
She knows how to yell at them.
Okay, they might. Are your kids listening? And are they doing all the
right things now?
No, are they doing all the right things when she yells at them?
Here's the thing. Do we? No.
No. Well, see?
It doesn't work.
See? Either way, it doesn't work.
She even tells me, this is my wife. This is my favorite thing. My wife says, you need to talk to your kids. I said, why don't you talk to them? They don't listen to me. If they don't listen to you, they're not going to listen to anybody. Okay? Because all I'm going to have to do is just go dad threats.
Yeah, that's
like, that's the only thing I have in my bag.
I wanted Steven.
Well, I always think taking away phones is the.
I wish Steven Silas was my dad.
Oh, I mean, 100%.
You could go steal the car at 13 years old, crash it, come back home and go, Dad. I crashed the car.
Okay, Top okay, let's do this. Top three Houston coaching dads and bottom three Houston coaching dads.
Bill O'Brien's number, the worst.
Yeah, let's say that. Okay. Let's just say that one. The best would be Steven Silas because you could get away with everything. Yeah.
AJ
Hinch because he would be disappointed. He's not mad. Yeah. He's just disappointed.
He's disappointed in you.
And then I would say I don't want Larry Durker.
I don't want Jaime Williams.
Oh, David Culley.
David Culley would be a great
David
dad.
David Culley.
Yeah,
David Culley would be. And, you know, David Culley wants you to do your stuff. David Culley would actually be a pretty cool dad to have because I think David would get on you. But, like, you never thought, like.
And all the neighbors love him. Everybody, yeah.
Oh, the neighborhood. When there's a neighborhood party, David Culley, 100%. Yeah. A lot of people want to do stuff with
him. Yeah, no. He's bringing a six-pack and some potato salad. He's 100%. The best.
People are coming to your house like you're going to their house. Yeah, they make friends.
Now the worst.
The
worst.
The three worst.
Coaching
I'm going to go. Okay, Bill O'Brien
Bill O'Brien's
is the worst.
By far.
Two, Jimmy Williams?
Jimmy Williams is second.
Number two.
I call him Jimmy because he only had one M.
I hate to say this. Jeff Van Gundy, three? We're doing coaching, not... We're doing coaching, JVG. We're not doing our friend, JVG.
JVG dad would be so biting with his... criticisms.
What are we doing here with our homework? It's been the same problem for you the entire week. I get the same thing every single time. You supposedly have done it, and yet when the report card comes out, it looks terrible. It's the same exact thing every single time, but you never have homework. Now, how does that... Now, explain that to me. How do you never have homework, but you get... Like, a lot of the things are like my...
Oh,
I'm able
kids?
To pull from my... These are all... I'm just transferring them, but...
JVG might be
three.
Yeah, tough dad.
Lovey would be fine.
No,
you can't cut. I mean, there's no curse.
No,
in Lovey's
but,
house.
But
and you
boy,
do have
Lovey
to clean
comes
up.
In after you messed up. He walks in that door.
Yeah, I don't want Lovey to get home. Like I don't want you. You wait till your dad Lovey Smith gets home.
Oh my God.
I don't want that.
No,
Gary Kubiak would be.
Oh, he'd be a good.
He'd be fine. Yeah,
he'd be a great dad.
He'd be fine. He'd be fine.
He'd be disappointed in you like AJ.
Rick Adelman, I wouldn't even like. Where's Dad? He's on traveling. He's on a
he's
trip.
He's in
like,
England.
I never even. Yeah,
he's British.
He's still.
He doesn't live here.
And now you're gonna get people. He's not British. Yeah, but that's how.
Well,
that's
he looks
the game.
At him.
He looks
like
British the
British.
Same way. The same way Marcel Dubon or whatever, or Mauricio Dubon. Yeah, he's French.
Yeah.
No, he's not. He's Argentinian. For us, he's French.
He's Mauricio.
Or he's Venezuelan. For us, he's French. It doesn't matter.
Whatever.
He's Dubon.
Yeah.
So if you have a name or if you have a certain kind of mustache that makes you look British, you look British.
It's not even questionable. He was British. Okay?
Yeah. He looks like somebody who would have been the neighbor in Good Times.
If
he didn't have Bentley, he would have had Rick Adelman.
An inspector. He looks like some
100% an inspector or somebody who would have been in a John Cleese movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I mean, or in the old Monty Towers or Monty Python. He doesn't look like that.
No, he
Rick Adelman doesn't with his angular long face. I guarantee you he's an English. I guarantee you his 23andMe is like UK 97%.
Yeah. Daddy doesn't live here anymore. He lives in Britain.
He'll come back.
He went back to England.
He's got dual citizenship. You already know that. Do you think JVG is three?
JVG might be three. It's hard to think of.
I can't come up with like.
Dom Capers would have been a.
Jerry Glanville with the Oilers would have been a nightmare.
Nightmare, Dad. No, we don't want.
But that's what I mean. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's like a nightmare because Dad got another.
Dad's embarrassing us with this Elvis crap.
Dad
is so embarrassing.
He runs out on the field to fight the umpire at a Little League game.
No. All right. Hey, we got to take a break here. We're way behind. We had a leak at our house. And when we had a leak, Resto Pros came and saved the day. They saved our floors. They saved the walls. They saved everything. They extracted the water. And if you don't get your water out of there, you know how your wood floors are going to buckle up? They saved it. They took all of the water out of there. They were unbelievably good. There are horror stories of people going away, and they come back, and they got 2 inches of water throughout their whole house. As a matter of fact, Daniel and Nikki are working on that right now. And it's just like, oh, my goodness, how are we going to be able to save the house? And Daniel says, absolutely, we're going to save it. And everything is going to get back to normal. And then when the insurance inspector came to our house to see, and, you know, because we had to pay for all of this stuff, the insurance company had to pay. Man, Daniel was right there. And Nikki the whole time and told them everything that they did and how we're going to have to replace stuff. And boy, we got that check. It was unbelievable just a couple of days later. And this is what Resto Pros does. So if you are somebody, if you're a management company, you have apartment buildings, if you're a roofer and you see a house that has been, the roof is destroyed and the water has come in, if you're a plumbing company and you see this destruction, you want Resto Pros because you're going to be better. Your people are going to do better when Resto Pros are doing the restoration. 975restoration.com. That's 975restoration.com.
ESPN 97.5.
So TGS Insurance, they do the heavy lifting for you when you want to shop homeowners insurance. And you can shop homeowners insurance at any time, even if you've signed up with another company and could have been just last week, could have been yesterday. It doesn't matter. Homeowners insurance does not have a contract. Car insurance either. So it's not like the cell phone companies. It's not like the energy companies. You can get out of it anytime you want. So if somebody makes you a better offer, if you got a chance to save big money, you can switch at any time, and they will have to give you a check for the prorated amount that you haven't used for your homeowner's insurance. What TGS Insurance does is you can text the word money to 232323, and they shop a huge number of A-rated insurance companies with your address, and they will find out what the best price is, and they will text it to you. So within 15 seconds, you're going to get a firm quote on your homeowner's insurance. That's something that would take you multiple hours to do if you were on the phone waiting and talking to a human and calling yourself. They can do it with their algorithm within 15 seconds. It's amazing, and there's no strings attached. So what do you have to lose? Text the word money to 232323 and find out how much you could save with TGS Insurance.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Yeah, I'd want Wade Phillips as my dad. Good
call. Yeah, Mike D'Antoni's not really.
Dustin says Wade Phillips. When asked why he wants to play every game these days, Jalen Green said, "You never know who came to see us lose by 30 and get their nails painted." So Jackie makes a good point. To be fair, you guys have no idea how long Alexa has been trolling Gilbert. This may be an ongoing thing.
That's true.
I'm getting more and more convinced that the Bears, you know what, they're going to go, yeah, all those draft picks are nice. We're taking Bryce Young and we're trading Justin Fields. Did you see all of their highest receiver had 493 yards? Chase Claypool. Of course, they got Claypool later.
Mid-season.
Yeah, so he only had 140 yards receiving, mm-hmm. though, mid-season.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a guy we got to have. We got to have Chase Claypool. Let's get him.
Because they didn't like the receiver.
Let's get him 140 yards. Dante Pettis. I mean, now listen, to be fair, the offensive line sucked, and his wide receiver, Equanimeous. I mean, he doesn't have weapons.
He's just a guy. They got a bunch of guys. They don't have a one. No. I mean, I think Darnell Mooney's kind of a three, if you really want to know the truth, because he's another one of those.
If you're Bryce Petty, would you rather go to the Bears or here?
Not Bryce Petty. Bryce.
Bryce Petty.
Bryce Petty would love to get a pro job. Yeah, Bryce Young. No, I'd rather be in Houston. Stay out of the cold weather. You stay out of the cold weather, you have a team that has. Did you hear about the season that Brandon Cooks is about to have
I haven't heard about that.
He tweeted it.
He did? He said he's going to have a big year, maybe?
It's going to be like a movie, he said.
What? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. If he's on another team, there's a chance that he could.
I mean, even with.
Going to have a huge team.
The Rockets have, I mean, the Texans have Mechie coming back. They have Brandon Cooks. They have Nico Collins. Way better. Way better situation. Whoever you want to say a tight end, doesn't matter. They've got Cole Kmet, who's okay. But, I think Bryce Young would much better be with Houston.
When asked about what kind of field the Bears should get, Justin Fields said, an indoor field. Indoor. Let's not play out in this stuff anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I could certainly see that.
What was it like playing in cold weather?
Ugh, horrible.
I mean, I've been outside. I actually shot. Horrible. I actually went and shot. I put socks on my hands and went and shot baskets in New Orleans when it was like 20-something degrees outside because I was just dying to go shoot. And it was extraordinarily cold. I wasn't playing a game.
You can't get loose. You can't feel the ball. You can't catch the ball. I mean, everything hurts. Does it
hurt more to get hit?
Yeah.
Or do you feel it?
Well, yeah, because the ground is hard. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah, because the ground's frozen.
Yeah, ground is harder, and everybody's bundled up though that you can't. You know, it's the worst.
Would you rather be playing or on the sideline? Are you colder on the sideline? Because you don't have heaters in high school.
Yes, it's colder on the sideline. It's terrible. You want to be in the game running around. Yes. I played, it was the coldest, our championship game, state championship game down in Champaign was the coldest day ever. Yeah. And it was just the worst. Would Justin Fields be happy about getting traded from the Bears?
It might be.
Might be.
I mean, he's not had weapons. He has Matt Eberflus, although Eberflus is his head coach. He's a defensive-minded head coach, but he hasn't had an offensive line that's very good. He's got a running game. Well, his offensive line run blocks actually pretty well. The pass protection's not been great. Some of it's been on him, but the pass protection's not great. And the receiving core's bad.
Look, let me ask you this. Would you give up 33 for him?
If I were the Texans?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Justin Fields, and you'd still have your second overall pick and your 12th. Do you think he's worth more than the 33rd pick?
Yes.
You do?
I think he's worth a first. Yeah, because you balance it relative to the quarterback class, and I think Justin Fields, you definitely grade higher than Richardson and Levis. Well, I shouldn't say definitely. I would.
Now, don't forget he's going in his third year of his rookie deal.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the complicated part, is you have to really like some things you saw, because it's coming up on even franchise tag. You say, well, you can sign a franchise tag. Man, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Well, his fifth year, too, is going to be a lot of money.
Yeah, his fifth year goes way up. It's up over $11 million. So you'd get year three, year four, and year five. You'd exercise fifth year option. You got 3 years to find out.
And I don't know.
For 33? That's not bad.
No. I don't know. It's really, I'm not sure that what team would give up their first round pick for him.
Let me think. So, because you don't want one of these teams.
Jets.
I would say it's a team that's up there. You know who? Okay, so here's who I would consider. Well, no, because I guess Jordan Love, we'll see.
Isn't Jordan Love's hitting free agency now, isn't he?
God, wouldn't you love it if you're
the
Cardinals?
Is that 3 years he's been sitting?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Oh, yeah, he's about to be a free agent. I would. Man, maybe you'd consider it and consider moving Jordan Love to somebody else. See if you can get a fourth for him. Let me see. Who would be a team that would make some sense? Honestly, I don't know about Jets. I think the Jets want a veteran. I don't think they want to continue to try to learn and grow the game with a quarterback who's still
trying to grow.
They
want somebody that's ready right now because they think they can win. They got a top 10 defense.
I tell you who. I think
the Jets are in a nice spot.
I think the Colts would consider him. If they don't have to trade their picks and they get Justin Fields.
Wow.
I think he's taking
a real chance with
that. That's second round pick, though. I'm just saying.
Okay, if C.J. Stroud is sitting there, would you rather C.J. Stroud right now or Justin Fields?
How about Washington?
Washington is a good place. Washington would be a good place. They'd probably give their first rounder.
But Carolina?
Does Washington have their first rounder? Yeah.
Yeah, Washington has a first rounder. Yeah, because I can't remember who I gave, but they have first. How about Tampa?
But you don't have to give up your first round pick for Garoppolo. Would you rather have Garoppolo or Carr or Justin Fields? So I don't have to give up my first round pick for those guys.
No, but you also, they're not dynamic. They're older. They're already making more than Justin Fields.
Did you do dynamic? What
does
that mean?
He's more dynamic.
Yeah, I know.
He can beat you in more ways.
Yeah, but they can both throw better.
Yeah, I mean.
Dynamic. That's a new word for quarterback.
Derek Carr's good at throwing 5-yard routes.
Yeah.
Charlie checkdowns.
He is.
Okay, well, what happened? Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo throws for more yards, or Justin Fields runs for more yards?
Jimmy Garoppolo was going to throw for more yards.
If this were underdog, it'd be Jimmy Garoppolo minus 35.
What? What?
Minus 35 yards.
For the season?
No.
Oh.
For a game.
For a game?
Yeah.
Oh, well, now that's something. Actually, that's not for a game. For a season, Jimmy
Garoppolo. No, not a season.
Yeah.
Not a season. Yeah, the teams that would make sense would be Washington would make sense. I think Seattle would. I think, because I'm not all in on Geno.
Make any sense?
I think the Falcons would make some sense. that you got to figure out. You know, it depends on what you think about. Well, I think you could look at the Saints. Actually, I think, okay, the NFC South.
All of them.
All of them, including Tampa.
Yeah.
Including Tampa. Yeah, I do think the Texans, man, if you could, would I give up 12 for Justin Fields? So what I'm saying is I would take Jalen Carter or Will Anderson and Justin Fields, who has 3 years left on rookie-ish deal.
And let's say you're not getting Bryce Young. C.J. Stroud and...
Well, that would be a better team. C.J. Stroud, who has experience in the league and who is a really good runner.
No,
Justin Fields. Not C.J. Stroud. I mean, Justin Fields and Will Anderson or Jalen Carter. That's pretty good. Because Justin is more ready right now than C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young's going to be.
Yeah.
He's bigger than Bryce. He's faster than... And he comes from the same system as C.J. Stroud. So whatever issues, they may both have the same issues from a field reading standpoint and a defense reading standpoint.
832 ESPN 97.5. Interesting. We got calls. Chris and Michael, you guys are going to
be
first.
What does Chris want to talk about?
The
Roughnecks.
Well, we can do that on the other side. But first, we're going to talk about Chastain Ford. We're going to talk about the deal that you're going to get. We're going to talk about the deal that is the best, going to be the best Ford buying experience that you're going to have in the city of Houston. They're the number one commercial Ford dealer in the city of Houston, and there's a reason for that. Because businesses want the best price. They're always thinking about the bottom line. We want the but they also want the service that they're going to get. They want to have the best car buying experience, the easiest. They know they're going to get a great deal. They know that they're working with somebody with integrity. Businesses are a good indicator of who is doing it the best, who's doing it right, and that's Chastain Ford. When you're the number one commercial Ford dealer, and on the retail side, it isn't any different. You go in there, and they're going to work that deal as hard as they possibly can. They're going to give you the best deal. They're not going to add on. They're not going to mark up. They're going to give you that Ford car or truck that you are ordering to you at MSRP or under. You are not going to pay over MSRP. They're the best. It's just simply the best car buying experience. Find out for yourself if you're looking for that new Ford car or truck, or look at what they're all the pre-owned vehicles that they've got on the lot as well. All you got to do is go to ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. You're looking for that Ford? There's one place to go, Chastain Ford.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:37 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get some calls in here. Chris is first up. He wants to talk about the Roughnecks. We can just say Roughnecks.
Roughnecks!
Chris, what's up?
Hey, guys, how are y'all?
Good, how are you?
I just wanted to see, I'm living a dream, John. Hey, I wanted to see what your thoughts were on the Roughnecks winning the Grey Cup this year and dominating the CFL, and I hang up.
They're not.
Thanks, guys.
Roughnecks!
They're in the XFL, okay? That's the Rough Riders that you're referring to. Yeah.
That's Ottawa.
That's not the Roughnecks. They don't play in that cold weather. Nobody wants to play up there in Canada. Nobody.
I never thought. Yeah. No. It is the Rough Riders, isn't it?
It's the Rough Riders. This is the Roughnecks, Houston, XFL. It's interesting. You know, they practice up in Dallas, and so they're not here. They don't have a radio station this year. So, you know, I mean, we would be doing a lot more with them, be promoting them a lot more.
So why don't they have a radio station?
They just decided that they don't, you know, it costs money to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it costs money to do. So they're just doing, they do have ESPN and ABC. And so I was, as a matter of fact, my wife and I were talking about it. She said, yeah, we're going to do stuff with them. As a matter of fact, get this, like New York.
We is in Channel 13?
Channel 13, yeah, because they're the station for it. And and New York has to do stuff. They don't have a team. Philadelphia has to do stuff. All of these stations have to do stuff for XFL stuff, and they don't even have a team. So
yeah, but it's spring football.
ESPN and ABC want to push it. They want to push it.
Yeah, you're spring football. I mean, it's going to be on the air anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be on the air. So they want, you know, to promote it. They want stories out there for. And so it's going to be interesting. I mean, you'll see stuff on Channel 13, but I doubt the other stations are going to be jumping on. Hey, we got to do Roughneck. It is going to be in the spring, so there's less sports. Although when the Astros start up, you know, Astros baseball, Rockets.
We'll smash the Roughnecks.
Rockets basketball.
No, there's not. I don't think.
Yeah, right. I mean,
well, the draft, but
this is really
June.
A good time for the, yeah, the draft. But, I mean, the television stations, the 3 minutes that you get for sports, you're going to do, I don't know how much draft
when
stuff
you're up against,
do.
When you're up against, I think, when you're up against the Astros, that's a problem. You know, I bought a mini pack yesterday for me and the family. Just six games. It came, I was looking at a bigger one and I was like, ooh,
where are your seats?
Too sporty. We got lower level, but way down, like the left field line, you know, with that are good seats.
They're
we
good
sat
seats.
In them before.
They start to turn towards the field.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so it was like, you know, it cost a little something, but that's why we only did
four
six.
Tickets for six games. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you say, wait, you have five at your house. That's right. We'll see who gets left out every game. Somebody's
well,
getting left
rotate
out.
Rotate it. Monty's got to go because she can't stay home alone.
No, she can't stay home, so she's going to go.
Yeah,
which is going to put her into crosshairs of the other.
Well,
my daughter's so mentally tough because she gets messed with all the time, and she's, you know,
well,
she's an instigator.
She chirps.
Yeah,
she chirps
plenty.
Yeah,
don't worry about that.
No.
But sometimes it'll be me and the three kids. The wife won't go. Sometimes it may be me and the wife and another couple. Sometimes none of the kids will go.
Yeah.
Sometimes it may be me, the wife, and sorry, Snacks, you're out.
Hmm. Or maybe did you do your homework? Hey, Mason, how's your homework going?
Or maybe Mason's like, I think Jalen Green should sit out. Like some of his ridiculous sports takes. Like, okay, you're not going to this game coming up.
No, because of that ridiculous
sports take. Yeah. But it's six games, and I pick like one a month. So it's not, you know, I usually look for Hot Dog Day on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait, Hot Dog Day is Tuesday now, isn't it?
Oh, did it go from Tuesday to Wednesday? Which one is it?
No, I think it's Tuesday. Hot Dog Day used to be Wednesday. I think it's Tuesday now.
You like standing in line for dollar hot dogs?
You don't have to stand in line.
You don't?
No.
What?
I mean, it's...
At Astros game?
Well, you do, but it's not long. It's not long.
It's not bad?
No.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no. You can feed your family for dollars?
I don't like hot dogs.
Well, tough. Well, tough. Eat hot dogs.
My daughter is not a hot dog person.
Oh.
I don't like hot dogs, and I don't like
mine
shellfish.
My kids either.
I love hot dogs.
You do?
Yeah. Why not? I don't get them a whole lot.
I like good hot dogs. I'm not crazy about dollar dog.
No. Well, no. Dollar dogs are simple. They're basic.
Yeah, yeah.
The Chicago dog is, it's a legit. When you told me the combo, what do you have? What's it called? The beef with
combo? Oh, beef and sausage combo.
With
some
jardinera
on it. No. Well, that's not hot dog. That's a sausage and beef sandwich.
Well, yeah, sausage. Well, sausage.
And every beef stand in Chicago has Chicago dogs. Mm-hmm. So. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's
if there's only one thing I miss from Chicago, it's that.
So
family.
So do you have a hot dog place here?
There is none.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone to Good Dog?
Yeah, Good Dog. I've gone to Good Dog.
Good Dog's
yeah.
pretty good.
It's different though, it's not the same.
Oh. Have you ever gotten a hot dog from downstairs at Burger Chan?
No. They good?
The Burger Chan dogs are good.
Really?
Yeah, you know what? I need to get that for lunch today. Yeah, Burger Chan dogs are really good. They do a good job with it.
Do they split it and fry them?
I think they actually they might
I
actually.
Think they, yeah.
I think they do on the grill top.
You know who? The hamburger, the expensive hamburger place,
Burger Bodega.
No, not on West Ham.
Pappas Burger.
No,
Bex.
Bex.
Yeah.
Bex has a good dog.
Bex has a dog. That's right. I've never had
theirs. They split it and they fry it.
They're pretty good?
Yeah, grill it on both sides. Yeah, it's really good. Really.
Somebody's going
to
have...
As a matter of fact, I get that a lot as opposed to the burger.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
I got to check to see if somebody's got a dog recommendation. I'll check Twitch and see if there's any... not Sonic's chili cheese footlong. I mean, it's fine.
But... No. We used to have Der Wiener Schnitzels. Did you have those? They were.
I think
an A-frame,
I remember seeing the
A-frame.
I remember seeing the commercial for it.
Those footlongs. What? That was real.
I remember seeing commercials. I don't know if I ever had. Yeah, Dollar Hot Dogs Tuesday.
Man, we were talking yesterday about doing food shows, and here we are doing a food show.
They're like
Tony Stark said, James Coney Island, I don't know if you heard, they shut down.
Yeah, that's a Bun B place now.
Trill Burgers is going to be where the one on Washington is or whatever, and then the one that's on Westheimer is going to be Artisans, a French restaurant. The one on Westheimer across from the, over there by, well, close to Beck's Prime, yeah. Actually. That JCI shut down, too.
Yeah.
Well, those were, you know, you got the, that's the cheese sauce where they took the thing and went.
Yeah, yeah. That, whatever.
Yeah. They ate.
Hey, I don't know if hot dogs give you an enlarged prostate. I don't know. I don't know what causes enlarged prostate. Usually it's just old age, okay, because a lot of older people get this. But if you have an enlarged prostate, I got the cure for you. Actually, it is a cure, too, because Doc Manavis has the best system in the world. Okay, if you have an enlarged prostate, if you're getting up in the middle of the night, you have to pee a lot. This is dangerous, okay, because you could get infections in your bladder and your kidney.
You could fall down steps.
You could fall. Yeah, because you're.
I mean, it's dangerous because you wake up in the middle of the night and you're
and
drunk.
Falling down your steps. Yeah, fall. If you have to go down the steps to pee, that kind of sucks. But here's the deal is if you're somebody with an enlarged prostate, you need Doc Manavis. She's awesome. She has the best way to go about this. There's no better way to do this because it used to be you get an operation where they – I don't even want to describe the operation to you for an enlarged prostate. It don't even want to describe – I don't even – I can't describe that. Here's the deal with Doc Manavis. It's an IV. It lasts about 45 minutes. It's painless, except sticking that little needle in you for the IV, that's it. That's the pain that you're going to go through. This is the only way to do it. If your doctor has told you that you need an operation for an enlarged prostate, you immediately go to 975prostate.com. Doc Manavis is the best. You'll find out for yourself. 975prostate.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Hey, let's talk about Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC, because what they do for you is make sure that you are going to get the vehicle that you love. Well, they don't want you to settle for something you don't love. They want you to get the vehicle you love, but they want you to get it at a very, very reasonable price. Now, there's only so much they can do. The price is the price. But they can, you know, they can come down on it and work with you on that. But the things they can control is making sure that you get the most for your trade-in value, that you get the most dealer incentives that you can find. And that is going to be available when you go to the website, LanceZCars.com. If you go to LanceZCars.com, you are going to find that you have the very best opportunity to find a car you love, start the car buying process, and get all of the different dealership incentives that they possibly can bring you. And if they don't have a good program ready for you right now, they'll just tell you, listen, give us your number, and we'll call you when we have something to try for you. Chevy Silverados, GMC Sierra pickup trucks, great APR financing rates here, or dealer cash back. You get to choose. So make sure that you go see all the offers that they have right now at LanceZCars.com. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. They wait for you.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, let's get Michael in here. He wants to talk about the NFL draft. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Lance, you got me on this 20s kick, man. Hey, little Tommy, you ever thought about fighting for your country? There's a sign-on bonus for a wooden nickel and a pack of cigarettes.
That's pretty good.
Dude, you crushed my dreams. Well, I was thinking Derek Carr. I was like, what if we got Derek Carr? But you reminded me he kind of sucks now. But I like the fact of getting those stud, you know, best available players first, and then, you know, we have enough. Texans have enough draft capital to next year if they want a quarterback. I mean, hell, draft a quarterback every year. Honestly, like, the only free agent quarterback I would even consider is Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, he's never going to come here. Although, he would like it here because the media doesn't mess with you, you know, and it's kind of would be like a low-key job. But another question, too. What's Garoppolo and Derek Carr? What do you think they're going to ask for? No one's going to pay those guys $45 million a year, like, you know, like they want. I think that's crazy. What do you think about that?
I think there will be team. I think it's going to be really interesting to see what the price tag is for Derek Carr and Jimmy Garoppolo. Don't you know who you have with Derek Carr right now, John? How is this any different than what we see in basketball when you're trading for, you know, I'm not going to say Russell Westbrook, but when you're trading for guys that they've already showed you who they are, you know who they are. It's not going to be anything. Like, Derek Carr is not going to be something that you didn't think he was. So is that good enough for you?
I think Derek Carr is better than you think Derek Carr is.
Mm-hmm. I think he is. I think he's a 62, meaning 6.2 is a very average quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't think you can – there's nothing in his history that shows he's better than that.
Two winning seasons.
Yeah, but some of that might – you know, you can make the argument, okay, so if I wanted to be a devil's advocate here, I'd say – no, but
how many did Matthew Stafford have before he was traded to the Rams?
Yeah, he didn't have many winning seasons. The difference is statistically, Derek hasn't even been good statistically.
No.
Like, he does his touchdown interception, not good. Not good. And Matthew Stafford had some better years.
Matthew Stafford has more arm talent than Derek Carr has. I just don't think that Derek Carr is that bad, actually. I wouldn't want him for the Texans. I don't think he's a fit for the Texans, but I don't think that that's a bad pickup. As a matter of fact, I think, well, who's going to cost more, Garoppolo or Carr?
Carr.
Really?
I think Carr will cost more than Garoppolo.
You do?
Yeah, because I don't think Garoppolo is as talented as Carr. I think Derek has more talent.
Except Garoppolo Jimmy is has more pelts.
Jimmy is, yeah, but Jimmy is a, he clearly just, Jimmy is just a snap taker and just makes sure the ship runs on time. Derek, you know, Derek, the problem might be that they're asking Derek to be a playmaker when really he's a snap taker. Maybe Derek would be better with a team like the Jets who have a good running game. Breece Hall comes back. You're going to have that. Let's say you need a little bit of wide receiver help over there. Maybe Derek Carr would be better off. Now, I don't love the New York media for him, but maybe you would be better off if you said, hey, Derek, let's just have you. Actually, we're not going to rely on you to try to throw for 4,000 yards. We actually just want you to make plays when we need them.
Just don't make mistakes.
And just don't make mistakes. Right. Maybe he would be better in something like that. You know, maybe that would benefit Derek Carr. Maybe he could. Could he run the offense in Green Bay? Yeah. Yeah, he could. I mean, if they trade, they're going to Jordan Love. If they trade, they got to find out if Jordan Love can play. They're running out of years.
No, absolutely. I think they've got they're set. Especially you don't want to spend.
He's 3 years in. You're right.
Anything?
It's a 4-year deal. He's 3 years in.
Yeah. It's a 4-year deal. But you got to find out whether or not you want to give him
this
the fifth
year.
This
is the year. Last year.
This is it. Well,
you don't get to give him a fifth year. You have to. He's a free agent. He was a first round pick. That's right. Yeah. He was a first round pick.
You got. You got a fifth year for him. So, I listen, that's a cheap option right there. And by the way, where are the Packers doing anything this year? I mean, I would much rather find out what I've got with Jordan Love. What about trading Jordan Love? I mean. Is that something that would be attractive for another? Is Jordan Love attractive to another team?
He's got a year to 2 years left on his contract, and that fifth year is going to be expensive. And he will have just 1 year of experience. I don't think you'd get what you think you will. There's always a sliding scale between how much club control you have. So that's why if the Bears wait on Justin Fields anymore, if they decided to trade him, every year that passes, his value goes down. Because you're going to have less time at the lower dollar, and you're going to have to make a decision on big dollars quicker. So if the Bears are going to trade Justin Fields, I mean, it might be this year, especially drafting first. Because if you could draft your quarterback first and then deal your quarterback for another first-round pick or even an early second, if that's what it took. Although I think you might be able to get – you know, my guess is you would get the tech – you get – like if you traded him to the Colts, my guess is you'd get a second – you'd get a second this year and a second next year, maybe something like that. You get the early – say you get 2 seconds. Matt Schaub went for two seconds. Yeah, right. 2 seconds to the Texans. My guess is you would get a first for.
I don't know what he is.
But you have to find the right team.
I don't know what he is.
And you might get a team's first. Like, what if the Texans said, you know what? Okay, we'll give you our number 12, and then we want to get your. We'll give you our number 12, and then we want your third round pick next year. or your second round pick, you know, or we'll give you our first this year and our fourth this year, and we want your second rounder next year. Maybe something like that.
Yeah. Well, they gotta find somebody.
I wouldn't hate Justin Fields and Will Anderson. I wouldn't hate that.
No, I wouldn't hate that at all. I
think the fans would be excited too.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I do think they'd be excited.
I think it'll be interesting to see how
you're just an anti Bryce Young guy. We just have to realize that you now think he's so wee that he is going to be smashed into a million pieces.
There is.
If he gets drafted and he gets broken in half, you are going to be unbearable.
But if you give up, you've traded and given something up. I'm not the only one.
No.
This
teams are that way too.
No, 856. I'm looking at, and actually, there's some interesting stuff in here. 25 bold predictions for the next NFL season. Let's see if there's some stuff that you go, I wonder. Right now, though, I'm talking about Doc Linville, and as a matter of fact, I was asked just yesterday, "Hey, is that? Did you get that hair? Because my son's losing his hair. Did that hair all?" I said, "It's all mine. It just has been moved." That's right. It's been moved, and it's wonderful that it's been moved. And it's like you can't even tell. I mean, there's a lot of hair movement things that you're like, that doesn't look real. This is all natural. It's taken from the side where your hair always will grow and won't fall out. You see, every bald guy's got that ring around the sides, right? It doesn't fall out. Well, it doesn't fall out when you put it on the top of your head either. For whatever reason, that hair is, why can't that hair start up there? Why do we have to move it? But here's the deal. That's the deal. And listen, if you're somebody that's thinking about whether or not you want to, I am proof testament. Jake is, Joel is. All of us, we all did it, and it's fantastic. And you will love your experience, how easy it is, how wonderful, the results, all of it. If you're looking for hair movement, move it from the side to the top of your head, 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5.